KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
54 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local stories this hour. Finally, the weather takes a turn coming up. We'll tell you where the snow is. Decades behind bars for a Sparks man accused of molesting multiple children on the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. Directly ahead, just how long of a sentence Angel Fernandez was hit with. And a revealing new poll size is up the race for Nevada governor on the way. Who's leading who? These stories and more coming up on the news at noon, live and local. From the Keystone CPA's studio in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
And Greg, Nevada uses this voting system. Now it's under fire nationwide. Gas, I have gas. Stories. A new master plan for Douglas County Fairgrounds and a breaking story just came across regarding your tax dollars and liberal propaganda. You can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and sound off. You can also text 775-884-9910. And the best one of the hour gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. Your news is free from your local news station, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM Talk time is 12:07.
And it's our top local story. It's more than 20 years behind bars for a Sparks man accused of abusing multiple children. Angel Fernandez was hit with the 23 years in prison in connection with the molestation of four Native American children on the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, along with two other children outside the colony. Now, this all happened between 2004 and 2022. Fernandez will serve 15 years of parole after he's released from prison. He'll be required to register as a sex offender. Well, is it winter's revenge? Snow is returning to parts of the Sierra and wind is returning to some areas just down the hill. The National Weather Service issuing a high wind watch that starts tomorrow night, lasts until Thursday afternoon. Oh my, 580 is going to be a mess. Forecasters say wind gusts could top 60 miles per hour. The winds will hit Reno, Carson City, Sparks, Virginia City, Gardnerville, as well as Mono County. Revealing results from a new poll spotlighting the Nevada governor's race.
845 registered voters gave Lombardo the edge over Democratic Attorney General Aaron Ford, 39% to 38%. Another 17% weren't sure, and 6% favored a third-party candidate. That's close to the results of another Noble predictive poll from October.
And that's Steve Sebelius with KTNV-TV in Las Vegas. He talked to some voters outside of Vegas Metro DMV who were squarely for Lombardo.
Well, I think he's done a good job. We're a Democratic state, but he's a Republican governor, and he's done a good job so far.
I like how the crime has gone down. So that's obviously, I think that's going to be everybody's favorite. He's done a very good job.
I vote, if I throw some 51% to 49, I'm all in on the 51, because I see us, we have a binary choice. It's either or.
And Ford faces Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill in the Democratic primary June 9th. One Nevada senator bemoaning the price at the pump.
So right now, that means it costs more to fill up your car. But in the long run, higher gas prices also mean that it costs more to power tractors on the farms where they grow your food and fuel the trucks that bring your food to the market. So that's going to make grocery bills go up even more.
Democrat Jackie Rosen says she's pleased President Trump released oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but she calls it a temporary measure and says more must be done to stem the rising cost of gas. Authorities in Susanville are cleaning up after a fire at a site known as the old SPI mill there. This went down Sunday night. Smoke apparently can still be seen wafting over the area. CHP had to shut down Riverside Road in Susanville for a time as crews fought the blaze. There were no injuries. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And it is official. The Super Bowl is coming back to Las Vegas.
Super Bowl 63 will be played at Allegiant Stadium in 2029. The announcement came Monday during the NFL's annual meeting in Phoenix. This will be the second time the league's championship game will be held in Las Vegas. In February of 2024, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in Super Bowl 58. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:11.
And a federal judge has permanently blocked an effort by Donald Trump to eliminate federal funding for NPR and PBS. This story just broke it. He ruled that the directive was unconstitutional. The decision marks a significant legal victory for liberal, anti-conservative broadcasters and is a blow to taxpayers. Demonstrators gathered in front of the Capitol complex in Carson City for the third, some may say, or call it no clue rally this past weekend. Sheriff Kenny Furlong said that there were no incidents and just one ambulance call. And it was a well-attended event, quoting, there were no law enforcement engagements and people were very orderly, according to Furlong. There were some counter-protesters, or demonstrators, rather, who drove by the protest with at least one vehicle with a pro-Trump flag. Traffic and weather together and news during the noon news right here on 99.1 FM Talk. It's 12:12. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
We have an injury collision working on McCarran in Reno. McCarran at Bellacera Court. That's in the southwest corner of McCarran. It is closed in all directions in that area. Use an alternate route if you can. On the freeways, however, things are moving along just fine. No collisions to tell you about. Everything is moving along at the limit. It is 52 degrees in Sparks, 50 in Carson City, 54 in Wellington, 42 degrees at South Lake Tahoe, and here's a look at your weather.
Cool weather, breezy conditions, even a little moisture moving in. More intense tomorrow than today, but certainly feeling it today. Staying in the mid-50s for both days. By Thursday, overnight lows dropping a few degrees below freezing. A Proper Fit has great deals on spring footwear. Choose from new styles arriving daily. Shop now. Try them and buy them. Nothing beats the feeling of new shoes from A Proper Fit. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Northern Nevada, when you've got a company boot voucher, spend it where it matters. Head to Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, locally owned and proud to serve the folks who keep our communities running. You get fit by experts who know the work, know the gear, and know what Nevada Tough really means. Shop with your neighbors, and when you bring in that voucher, we'll thank you with a free $20 gift for supporting local. At Red Wing Shoes Carson City, across from Smith's.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The Carson City Fire Department says the spring 2026 open burn period will run from April 6th through May 19th. Burning will be allowed during that time, but only with a permit and only when weather conditions allow it. Permits are available now and can only be obtained online through the city's website. The department says permits will no longer be issued in person at its administrative offices. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
54 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, here are the three big things that you need to know. Is it winter's last stand? Snow is falling in the higher elevations. And watch out, here comes the wind. We'll get more ahead in weather. By a hair, a new poll shows Governor Joe Lombardo leading Attorney General Aaron Ford barely. Coming up, what the numbers are in this new poll. And Las Vegas will again host the Super Bowl. It is our top national story this hour. We move to the latest on the war in Iran.
As Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said, the bombardment of Iran continues day and night. Strikes on military and government regime targets, according to the U.S. and Israel. But Iranian officials, of course, say there are many, many civilians also being caught up in these attacks. Iran continues, of course, to hit back, targeting Tel Aviv and other parts of Israel. Several strikes here in the Tel Aviv area, causing some damage, light injuries, no fatalities. And Iran has also hit a Kuwaiti-registered tanker that was anchored just off of Dubai.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, FM News Talk time. It is 12:18.
And as of late March 2026, Washoe County has some of the highest gas prices in Nevada, with averages for regular gasoline hovering around $5.03 to $5.13 per gallon. That's in the Reno area. Prices in Washoe County have seen a significant rapid increase of roughly $1.35 in 3 months due to seasonal shifts, refinery issues, and high demand. The Reno average $5.13 per gallon for regular. Regional context, Washoe County consistently reports higher than the Nevada state average, which is around $4.59 to $4.90 per gallon. Excuse me. Some of the factors include transition to summer blend fuel, California's reformulated gasoline requirements, and a lack of local refineries, and a lack of any steps to reduce reliance on California for fuel by Nevada state government. However, a committee was formed to look into it back in January, and it's somewhat, if not just contradictory, to hear that we, the U.S., is producing more oil and gas than ever before. So you might ask, why did Trump release 172 million barrels of oil this month from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves? We supposedly have so much we're selling it to other countries, and gas is at or near or over $5 a gallon just about everywhere, especially in the blue states. However, the EPA has temporarily lifted restrictions on the sale of E15 gas, and that's to address the surging fuel prices over the Iran war. Sale of E15 is restricted in about half of the U.S. during the summer months due to regulations to prevent air pollution. The waiver will take effect May 1 and last only through May 20th, but it could be extended. FM News Talk time is 12:20, and traffic and weather together. Here's another look with Phil.
They're still working an injury collision on McCarran at Bellacera Court. That's in the southwest corner of Reno. They've already sent three people to the hospital from that collision. They are working on getting it cleaned up. You'll need to take an alternate route. In Fernley, they have a broken down vehicle on westbound Interstate 80. It's at the second exit for Fernley. Watch yourself in that area. Our temperatures right now, 49 degrees instead, 52 in Dayton, 54 in Smith Valley, 39 degrees in Incline Village, and here's a look at your weather forecast.
Breezy mid-50s, and once in a while we'll have a little moisture. More moisture on the way. Winter weather advisory posted for the higher elevations Wednesday through Thursday morning. Could see 5 to 10 inches at Donner Pass, 1 to 2 inches at lake level. Proper Fit has great deals on spring footwear. Choose from new styles arriving daily. Shop now. Try them and buy them. Nothing beats the feeling of new shoes from a Proper Fit. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 in the Reno Town Mall. After the noon news at 1, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk. Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
A busy Tuesday for high school baseball. This afternoon, top team in the North, Minogue, hosting Galena. Danny Springs at Carson, North Valley's at McQueen, Reed at DeMonte Ranch, and Oasis visits Yarrington in softball. The numbers 1, 2, and 3 in the North are all on the road. Minogue at Carson, Spanish Springs at North Valleys, and Reed at McQueen. Pretty good 3A matchup with Churchill County taking on Dayton today in softball. Nevada lost in the final game of the road trip 7-2 against Gonzaga yesterday. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your noon news. KKFT.
55 degrees right now from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff, and it is our top local story. You heard Phil talk about this on traffic. Reno police working a nasty crash along McCarran and Greensboro. One driver found unconscious. Apparently, the driver veered over a hill after striking a median. Police are out there investigating. Again, this is on McCarran and Greensboro. Well, diesel fuel crossing over $6 a gallon right here in Nevada. The conference board says it's really going to pinch and not just at the pump.
The cost of diesel, the cost of any transportation fuel that goes into our supply chain and moves goods to us or moves jets around is going to find its way to consumers.
Senior economist Aaron McLaughlin says we're going to probably have to make some choices.
We might see consumers start to trade down, and that's where we might potentially have some recessionary type implications.
Meantime, it was a mess on 580 earlier after a big rig semi overturned at the Glendale off-ramp. Speed may have been a factor, but the investigation remains ongoing. The driver of the semi had some minor injuries, but they were not taken to a hospital. Officials are still investigating. Other news that we are following, consumer confidence takes a dip.
The conference board reported its headline confidence index rose 0.8 points from February despite the Iran war and soaring gas prices. The increase was larger than what analysts expected. The board's chief economist noted a modest improvement in consumers' views outweighed a slight downshift in expectations for the future. Buying plans for autos rose slightly for the next 6 months, while purchasing plans for homes trended lower. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Back to politics, revealing results from a new poll spotlighting the Nevada governor's race. It shows Governor Lombardo leading Attorney General Aaron Ford in the race for the Nevada governor's mansion, and that's by 39% to 38%. It also does show Lombardo comfortably ahead in the June 9th primary, but as for the Democrats...
The poll also finds Lombardo easily leading a handful of Republican primary opponents, a guarantee he will make it into the general election.
Ford still faces a primary against Washoe County Commission Chairwoman Alexis Hill that takes place June 9th before the general election in November.
Steve Sebelius with KTNV-TV in Las Vegas, the pollster telling the station, this is really no surprise.
This is why, you know, Nevada's governor's race is ranked in the top five of most competitive races. So it's not just our polling that shows it, but also historically and everybody else looking at it is that, you know, it's going to be a tight contest and it's going to come down to, you know, some core folks in the middle and, you know, which way are they persuaded towards Ford or towards Lombardo?
That's pollster Mike Noble, who says the Nevada governor's race is something to watch nationwide. Well, switching gears, literally, do you want to be a volunteer for Hot August Nights? Listen up. The Epic Northern Nevada Car Event is holding an open house tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hot August Nights offices off 1425 Gregg Street right here in Sparks. Volunteer roles include working as information booth ambassadors, assisting with participant registration and check-in, helping out with car shows and show and shines, directing participants and spectators, providing hospitality and guest support, assisting the foundation, and supporting general event operations. Volunteers typically work four-hour shifts. They are asked to complete a minimum of 16 hours during the 10-day event. Organizers say many choose to volunteer additional time. They say they want more out of it after getting involved and finding out what it is all about. And, of course, you get a really cool T-shirt. Time right now for today's latest Health Watch.
Calls to poison centers have spiked to a record high in connection with an herbal substance.
A new report from the CDC points to a study showing a more than 12,000% increase in kratom-related calls over the last decade, including a large increase just last year. Kratom is taken for pain relief, mood enhancement, and to relieve symptoms of opioid withdrawal. Several states have banned kratom, but in ones where it's legal, it can be found at gas stations and convenience stores. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The two healthiest places to live in the U.S. are both in California. According to a new study from Wallet Hub, San Francisco is the healthiest city in the country. The study looked at healthcare access, diet, fitness, and green space. Second on the list, San Diego. Los Angeles, Oakland, and San Jose are among the others in the top 20. New York City is being sued again over cancer-causing toxins that filled the air following the 9/11 terror attacks. The suit comes after the city once again refused a request for data, claiming nothing could be found. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
REMSA, it's everywhere here in Washoe County, but now one Northern Nevada mayor says he would like to replace it with something else. Sparks Mayor Ed Lawson telling KRNV-TV Channel 4 that REMSA's exclusive deal for ambulance services in Washoe County is pushing them to request outside proposals for emergency medical services. The city has allowed REMSA Health to be the sole provider of ground emergency medical transports, ambulance services in the region, but Ed Lawson, the mayor of Sparks, his push seeks to remove Sparks from the regional agreement, and that might change things around quite a bit. That is an exclusive from KRNV. Under the current system, REMSA holds the county's exclusive ambulance franchise and bills for most patient transports, but word is that Lawson says there's got to be a better way, and he would like to see if that is indeed the case. FM News Talk Time, 12:29 from the Keystone CPA studio here in downtown Reno. We actually have 51 degrees right now under cloudy skies. I'm Greg Nift.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump is once again calling for other countries to get involved in reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth claims the responsibility should not just be on the United States to keep that strait open.
Last time I checked, there was supposed to be a big, bad Royal Navy that could be prepared to do things like that as well. So he's pointing out this is an international waterway that we use less than most. In fact, dramatically less than most.
Gas prices in the U.S. reaching an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. NASA is scheduled to launch four astronauts towards the moon tomorrow, part of the Artemis II mission. Senior test director Jeff Spalding says the team's looking forward to this launch.
People are excited and ready to go on this this first chapter on our way back to the moon since the 1970s.
Now, the launch has been delayed for months now because of malfunctions and other issues. The astronauts will actually fly around the moon and then back as part of the mission, with no lunar landing plan until 2028. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA studio as we continue on with the KKFT News at Noon, a moment with Mike coming up directly ahead. Meantime, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is signaling a wait-and-see approach on interest rates.
Delivering remarks at Harvard on Monday, Powell said the central bank continues to monitor inflation expectations, especially given the situation in the Middle East, but said, quote, "We feel like our policy is in a good place for us to wait and see how that turns out." The FOMC's next interest rate decision is due at the end of April. Interest rates weren't the only subject the chairman addressed. Asked what advice he would give to undergraduates in the crowd, Powell acknowledged that this is a challenging time to enter the labor market and encouraged them to embrace AI. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Are you shopping for Easter clothing? Well, it's coming up, and retailers say they're banking on you shopping before Easter.
The National Retail Federation says the average American will drop nearly $200 on a new Easter outfit. This practice of new clothes for Easter comes with historical superstition that claims the new...
Whoops-a-daisy there. And gold prices edged up today on hopes of a possible de-escalation of the war in Iran.
Higher energy prices due to the Middle East conflict have reduced hopes of the U.S. Federal Reserve cutting interest rates this year, and that has been weighing on the precious metal. Gold prices have declined more than 13% this month, putting the precious metal on track for its steepest drop since October 2008.
And that's Rebecca Bundun reporting. The bounce back today followed a Wall Street Journal report that President Trump said he might be willing to end the military campaign against Iran, even if the Strait of Hormuz remained largely closed for now. 12:32 right here on FM News Talk on the News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff. Time right now for Fox Business.
Spring is a great time for replacing old, inefficient windows. And the Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale makes the timing even better.
Look, we've been talking about Brothers for a long time. For the first time ever, Brothers is offering 0% financing for 24 months. That's 0% interest till 2028, and you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows.
They're a trusted, true family-owned business made up of nine brothers and sisters who are always striving for their customers' complete satisfaction.
Oh, they care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. They offer premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows. They provide only the highest quality craftsmanship and expert installation.
Real lifetime warranties, taking pride in their work. You know, most Brothers' business comes from referrals and recommendations from family and friends. Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners have been served by Brothers for over 30 years.
Don't miss Brothers' spring sale and the Brothers' first ever offer of 0% financing for 24 months.
Hurry, this offer is only good through the end of the month. Brotherswindows.com. Go to brotherswindows.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Clouds, wind, a little moisture, mid-50s today, about the same temperature, but more wind tomorrow. And overnight lows dropping below freezing for a couple of nights before a pleasant weekend. Proper Fit has great deals on spring footwear. Choose from new styles arriving daily. Shop now. Tribe and Vibe. Nothing beats the feeling of new shoes from a Proper Fit. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Two men were arrested in Story County for allegedly selling illegal narcotics. Story County Sheriff's deputies got a tip saying 40-year-old Michael Espinoza and 38-year-old Thomas Lee, both of Reno, were selling narcotics at a job site in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Deputies followed up and used a drug dog to get probable cause to search a vehicle, and they found cocaine, marijuana, and drug-selling equipment. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk. I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are sharply higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter after President Trump told aides that he's willing to end the Iranian war without fully reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Stocks, though, are down sharply for the month on war-driven inflation fears, with the Dow and S&P 500 down more than 6% for their worst month since September of 2022. Tech is the best-performing sector, with the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks rallying but closing out a dismal month, and U.S. oil is trading over $101 a barrel. And shares of McCormick are falling 6%. The spice maker is combining with Unilever's food business in a cash and stock deal that will unite food brands including Hellman's Mayo, Knorr's Soup Mixes, and Old Bay Seasoning. The two companies said that the combined companies will have an annual revenue of about $20 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
We've got 51 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff. So glad you're with us here from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, where it's kind of dreary and cloudy. And let's head on over. It's time for something we like to call A Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal CPA here at Keystone CPAs. And Mike, good afternoon to you. I hope that you're enjoying the sunny weather where you're at.
A little balmy here too, Greg, but evidently I'm in the second healthiest city in the United States, so it's all good.
Yeah, we'll find out more about that coming up in just a little bit later on here on the news at noon. But, Mike, we're going to go to the mailbag here. A question for you from someone. I filed my tax return, but for the love of God, where is my refund? That's a common question, isn't it?
Where's my money? No, I'll tell you, yes. The easiest thing to do, Greg, is to go to this website. Get your pen out. I'm going to give it to you. It's irs.gov/refund. And there's three different ways you can find out where your refund is. As soon as it's been e-filed, number one, they're going to send you an email and they're going to give you the information to track it. But on that website I just gave you, there's those three options. You can log into your account. If you don't want to log into your account, you can put your information in. Now, if you're going to do that without creating an account, obviously need your social, filing status, exact refund amount, and tax year in question. And then they'll be able to tell you where your refund is. And that can happen 24 hours after you e-filed your return, so you know where it's at. It'll tell you that the status. Now, the thing that you want to make sure of, and this happens all the time, Greg, if it says your refund's been issued, it hasn't hit your bank account yet, chances are they either mailed a check, heaven forbid, only 20% of those get lost, or you put the wrong bank account on your tax return. So that's why if you didn't get that within 2 weeks of filing your tax return, you want to check it because you can shut that down and get that money back. Otherwise, it's a long, arduous process. The other thing that just a heads up, I'll give you another phone number. If you're looking to try and track down your tax refund, 1-800-829-1954, the refund hotline. Call that number, 1-800-829-1959. And say, where's my money? And they'll validate you, make sure you are who you're supposed to be, and they will say, this is where you're at. And so I'll tell you, sometimes, surprisingly, people are shocked. They're like, they haven't even received their tax return, much less processed it. So good idea if you're sensitive about these things to stay on top of it. It'll make you a buck or two.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the bigger the refund, the longer it's going to take, or is that just an urban legend?
It's not supposed to be, but what I find in practice, it's absolutely true. And probably more, Greg, because if there's more dollars in play, there's a higher likelihood that the return is wrong. The IRS is using artificial intelligence to match records better than they ever have, and they're holding up a lot of returns. And so if you find out that you've been potentially selected for audit, you're going to find that out, or they're going to have these irregularities. Best thing to do there, Greg, is pull a transcript. You can do that on that same government that website, irs.gov, and say, make sure everything that was reported to the government was reported on that tax return. You can file it now as a superseded return, accept it as the original, and fix it, and that'll significantly reduce your chances of audit.
And that's what we like to hear. Of course, you can help out with that. Should you get the A word in the mail, call, don't panic. Call you, 775-786-4900. And real quick, another into the mailbag here. I'm a business owner. I'm getting crushed on taxes. What can I do? Yes, what can you do?
Well, actually, I tell you, right now, people are shocked that they'll come in. I had a loyal listener come in just last weekend, and I looked at their tax return. They're a single member LLC filing as a sole proprietorship. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to file a late S election. We can go back 3 years, amend returns. That's going to save them $30,000 a year, Greg, a year, by being an S corporation instead of a sole proprietorship. That was almost a $100,000 refund. And instead of paying $30,000 this year, they ended up squashing that down to nothing. So it's just all of these legal loopholes that, you know, hey, you, a single member LLC was great when you weren't making any money. Now, you know, S corporations better. Of course, you need to pay yourself a reasonable wage. We know how to do that and not get penalized, even if you're late. The other big one, I mean, it's this huge opportunity for people is if you have equipment, any kind of equipment, if you have real estate, do a cost segregation study, break out the 5, 7, and 15-year property. You can expense that right away. If you didn't do that in years past, file automatic change in accounting method and catch it all up in the current year. Big deductions happening here. If you had research and development costs in prior years, you get to catch that all up in 2025. All of these things, if you had equipment you purchased that was under $2,500, you can just write that off, Greg. You don't have to capitalize it. So that, you know, if you think it's a repair, maybe you had to reshingle a roof on a rental, you got to write that off too. So it's just knowing the details of the rules, taking advantage of that. That's not even going to even trigger an audit, even a question, because you're following the rules. You're just, otherwise, you're just overpaying your tax, which, of course, if people are patriotic about paying their tax, I respect that. I just don't think they need to do it. Don't know that they're spending it all that well.
Well, that certainly is some great advice, Mike. And as usual, 775-786-4900. Mike Bosma, Keystone CPAs. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
Absolutely. 1242 right here on FM News Talk.
I don't know if you could see that. I'm sure you couldn't because you're sitting in Reno. I'm sitting in Carson City. But I averted thine eyes. The check that I mailed to the IRS January 14th has still not cleared. So I may have some problems ahead. A new master plan for the Douglas County Fairgrounds includes construction of a 4,500-seat indoor multi-use event center, additional bathrooms, and more parking to support large-scale events in the first phase. The second phase includes a community building, 192-stall horse barn, expanded lawn space, and more parking. Douglas County commissioners will get a look at the $154 million plan at their meeting on Thursday. Nevada uses this voting system, and now it's under fire nationwide. The voting system that we use here is currently part of a two different scandal court case. Excuse me. One centers on a Florida arrest tied to a stolen election equipment. The other is a growing challenge to the system's certification. The Florida situation is that a Palm Beach County Elections Office volunteer was arrested after allegedly stealing an encrypted access key and computer equipment tied to election operations. The suspect's home was searched. Authorities say they recovered the missing equipment along with a large amount of digital storage devices. Now, at the federal level, a petition has been filed by Georgia with the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. It challenges the certification of the Dominion's democracy suite voting systems, the same family of systems used in, wait for it, Nevada. Repeating, Nevada uses Dominion democracy suite systems. There's a related story at Nevada News and Views, how Nevada's courts helped Nevada bury and destroy the 2024 election record. Listen with a live FM Talk app. It's live 24/7. Feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar. Sound off. Give us your feedback. The best one of the hour gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. And your news is free from your local news station, 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. It is 1245, and Phil is standing by with a look at the noon news traffic.
I have some good news for everyone. McCarran has been reopened at Greensboro. The earlier injury collision has been cleared up. Three people were taken to a local hospital. More on that as that information becomes available. Fortunately, there are no collisions working right now. Everything in the mountains is moving just fine. No chain controls. But remember, the roads are wet up there, and you should slow down in wet conditions. It's 52 degrees in Sparks and in Minden, 57 in Yerington, 42 degrees at Zephyr Cove, and here's a look at your weather.
Weather, breezy conditions, even a little moisture moving in. More intense tomorrow than today, but certainly feeling it today. Staying in the mid-50s for both days. By Thursday, overnight lows dropping a few degrees below freezing. A Proper Fit has great deals on spring footwear. Choose from new styles arriving daily. Shop now. Try them and buy them. Nothing beats the feeling of new shoes from A Proper Fit. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is a shop friends recommend to friends.
Heat and Roofing expert service, it's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
Hi, I'm Mike with Florence Fence.
And I'm Ben with Florence Fence. Together, we are a family-run fence company in Northern Nevada.
If you are needing a new fence
or need your fence repaired, call Florence Fence today.
775-267-9918.
We offer automated gates.
We offer dog kennels.
Vinyl.
Wood.
Iron.
And wire fence.
We offer it all.
Call today for a free estimate.
775-267-9918.
Or visit us on the web, FlorenceFenceInc.com.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and it's time to talk about staying healthy again with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And then on Coast to Coast, we explore the limits of the human spirit with special guest Jason Diamond on Coast to Coast.
It's the best in overnight talk radio, Coast to Coast AM. Live tonight at 10 on your FM News Talk station.
Been laid off lately? A career opportunity in aerospace awaits you at Chromalloy in Carson City. Sign-on bonus, top pay for second and third shifts, and up to $34 per hour depending on experience. Plus tuition reimbursement for continuing ed and more. Go to Chromalloy.com and click on the Careers tab.
Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
51 degrees right now, cloudy skies with some rain falling at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local story. Well, he is from Canada, but was wanted in Nevada, and he got arrested at the Buffalo, New York border crossing. The man's name, according to Border Patrol sources, is Neriander Combo. He's 41 years old. He had an active NCIC, that's the National Crime Information Center, warrant for federal charges right here in Nevada for wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and aggregated identity theft. This all went down on March 16th. The guy, Combo, that's his name, was arrested at the Peace Bridge, of all places. Excuse me, the Rainbow Bridge. They discovered he was wanted on federal charges. They moved him over to secondary screening, and that's where he was taken into custody, and now he gets a free trip from Buffalo right back to Nevada. We're learning more about that crash that Phil has been mentioning on the traffic report here. McCarran between Plumas and Greensboro Drive in South Reno. Police in Reno say the unidentified driver, he was southbound when the car veered off. It went up a small hill and then rolled back and landed flat on the roadway. Ouch. The driver taken to a nearby hospital with some unknown injuries. This happened around 11 o'clock. Crews are cleaning it up, but the roadway has been reopened. Governor Lombardo says he is not going to sign a proclamation declaring the upcoming Farm Workers Day as Cesar Chavez Day. He wants the legislature to repeal the whole thing and does say that there's really no reason to have a day named after the individual who was now charged and accused postmortem of molesting children. FM News Talk time, 12:51.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Nevada baseball back home Thursday. Simpson University, the opponent, last game of the road trip yesterday to the state of Washington, saw Gonzaga beat Nevada 7-2 over the weekend. The Pack took 2 out of 3 from Washington State. Nevada is 16-10 overall. Nice weather could have been a factor when the Aces played Tacoma over the weekend. Bad news is the Aces lost 2 out of 3. Good news is that 16,400 attended the series, biggest opening weekend in a decade. Aces at Albuquerque for the series this week starting tonight. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
Breezy mid-50s, and once in a while we'll have a little moisture. More moisture on the way. Winter weather advisory posted for the higher elevations Wednesday through Thursday morning. Could see 5 to 10 inches at Donner Pass, 1 to 2 inches at lake level. Proper Fit has great deals on spring footwear. Choose from new styles arriving daily. Shop now. Try them and buy them. Nothing beats the feeling of new shoes from a Proper Fit. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 in the Reno Town Mall. After the noon news at 1, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And we've got 51 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Thanks so much for sticking with us here on the news at noon right here on KKFT. I'm Greg Nift in the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. Two healthy places to live if you're looking to be healthy are in California.
If Tony Bennett left his heart in San Francisco, it was probably a really healthy heart. The city by the bay was just named the healthiest city in the U.S. That's according to a study by Wallet Hub, which looked at factors including healthcare access, fitness, and green space. San Francisco had the top score in healthy eating and parks. Second on the list, another California city, San Diego. Irvine, Los Angeles, Oakland, San Jose, and Fremont were all in the top 20. And the least healthy city in the U.S.? Brownsville, Texas. I'm Jason Athenson.
I have been to Brownsville. I'm going to leave it at that. Governor Newsom in California says he wants to make sure AI is not being used to hurt people.
It's being called a first-of-its-kind executive order requiring artificial intelligence companies that want to do business with California to certify that their AI programs can't be used to create illegal content, harmful bias, or possible civil rights violations. In a statement, Newsom warned that in the wrong hands, innovation can be misused in ways that put people at risk. The move seems at odds with the Trump administration and big tech companies, which appear to want a national, not state, approach to AI regulation. I'm Jason Athenson.
News Talk time. It is 12:57. I'm Greg Nift.
And Greg, I was thinking maybe that app that helps you avoid fecal matter on the street in San Francisco has been a great help to that, making the city
healthy. Yes, yes. I would think so.
Well, you know, your story earlier today from Catherine Cortez Masto, several people have apparently written her a letter about the Save America Act. 75% to 80% of Nevadans and the United States Americans support that act. And the canned response, those pre-written, veiled, you're an idiot response is what they got. Thank you, of course, for contacting me about it. But here's a line from her. The Save Act and the Save America Act were both introduced by Representative Chip Roy in a misguided effort to address concerns about non-citizens voting in federal elections. Let me be clear. It is already illegal for anyone who is not a U.S. citizen to vote in a federal election. Let me, Jerry, be clear. It is illegal to drive impaired. Drunk driving is illegal. People still do it, do they not? Hmm. Phone number for Rosen or Masto, the Reno office. If you want to at least take the time to make a phone call, 775-686-5750. That's Masto's Reno office and Jackie Rosen's Reno office phone number, 775-337-0110. It's midweek already tomorrow, Greg.
Oh, thank goodness. Hump day. My goodness. So glad to know that. This week's flying right by. I'm about ready for the weekend. I don't know about you, Jerry.
I am looking forward to some sunshine by Friday, I hope. Some cool weather between now and then. And we will join you here again tomorrow at 12 noon. Don't forget, you can send us a text at 775-884-9910. Fox News, and then the Guy Benson Show, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.